KC Miners Cover Broadcasting Sports Network, talking with Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp here before the game. And coach, you guys get a chance to take on Bishop Heelan tonight. You got a solemn last year, lost 22-19 in a very close game up in Sioux City. Any takeaways you can take from that game going into tonight?
First off, yeah, thanks for having me. We can compete with anybody. I mean, our kids play hard, they work hard, they trust the process. So, they respect all of our opponents, but, we're excited about the opportunity to compete against one of the best programs in the state. So I think that kind of showed them, we didn't come out on top too, but, we're right there. Just got to take that next step.
A lot of people are going to see some new faces offensively for you guys coming out in tonight's game, but some familiar face is going to be Brock Bating for you guys at quarterback. What kind of dynamic does he bring offensively, trying to integrate some new pieces into this Kemper offense?
Yeah, he got some great experience last year too. Really stepped up in his role. We have some other guys working hard this year. Obviously we got to replace quite a few receivers, but excited about their growth and potential this season.
Who are some of the kids that Kemper fans can really come accustomed to see tonight, as well as throughout the rest of the year, that are really going to make a step forward for this Kemper team to be good?
You got guys that saw some time last year. You got like Braxton Vanami, Tregan Bider, Logan Ryle. Those are some guys. Carson Canny's a dynamic player. Those are some guys that saw good playing time last year too, that have really worked hard and developed throughout the offseason and this season so far.
How has the practice aspect been for you gearing up for week one? You got to see Harlan. We talked a little bit before we got started. You got to see Harlan last week in a scrimmage. So you saw a bigger school to kind of prepare you for Heelan tonight. What did you learn at that scrimmage, and kind of how does it prepare you for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you see some weaknesses, things that need to work on. Might have good in practice going against your scout team or against each other. But then you see a really, really good team. It's like, we got to work on this more. We haven't coached that well enough, too. So a lot of things that we saw were just coachable moments that us as a coaching staff, spend some more time on that, or we had to coach the kids up on that too. So, nothing was terrible. I mean, a lot of things that we saw, a lot of good things, or a lot of things were so close too. There's a lot of coachable moments that are very positive and very excited about.
Kind of taking a look at Bishop Heelan a little bit. They lose a lot of kids from a team that was a state runner-up a season ago in Class 3A, so that's got to be an encouraging sign for you. What have you seen on film for them that you really think you can exploit offensively and even defensively from them?
They have very good defense and offense. They're really balanced. They definitely want to run the ball first. Defensively, they like to get pressure off the edge. They're really gap sound. They flow not too crazy of a defense. They just play aggressive, fast, and good quality defense. And offensively, they want to run the ball first, and then you run the ball, play action comes off that too. So they'll go empty, they go I formation, kind of a lot of different things to prepare for.
Where do you think you can exploit them offensively with this heavy passing attack that you guys show?
It's just getting the ball to our playmakers too. We don't get anything too crazy or too complicated. It's just, finding what's there and just, we're happy with taking 3, 4, 5 yards at a time too. And then, then bigger plays can happen after that too. But it's getting the ball to our kids and let them go be football players and athletes.
We've talked about the offensive side of the ball and switch over to defense here a little bit. You guys are going to bring back a really good linebacker duo, probably the best in your district. I would see probably maybe even the best in Class 2A and Kent Standards and Tate Barrett. Kind of let them flow the defense. They kind of set the tone, I would imagine, coming into this week one.
Yeah. I mean, they had tremendous junior years, though. They've worked hard, excited for them to have great senior years. They're definitely, kind of the heart of our defense, and get guys lined up too. And they just play just so fast and so hard. Two great players and kids.
Who are some kids on the defensive side of the ball that we could come accustomed to for this Kemper football team? We talked about it offensively, but now let's talk about defense. New kids that are going to be back there for you guys.
Yeah, we got another linebacker, Ryan Sundrup's going to be seniors. Is a great kid that has worked really hard. It's great to see him back there. Tregan Bider, Logan Ryle stepping up in the secondary. Carson Canny's kind of the captain, free safety back there, getting guys lined up too. And then some D linemen in return. We got Lucas Steele and Hayden Vanami. Just kind of, we got about two guys each spot too. It's been one of the fun parts of this season so far, or preseason so far, is just like getting guys competitive, getting them, find out who works well together, and getting the guys a lot of reps.
defensively for you guys, you know, any stunting we're going to see, especially blitz-wise, you know, with the two experienced linebackers that you have, you know, probably sending Tate or Kent on blitzes quite a few often, or is that something you're going to kind of want them in coverage more against a run-heavy team? Kind of how do you kind of work that with two very experienced linebackers?
Some stunts and stuff like that too, but a lot of times, you know, they're great football players that have good instincts where, you know, sometimes if I stump them, I might put them out of position too, so a lot of it's kind of just let them read and flow and, you know, get off blocks and make plays.
How has the install been, you know, for you guys throughout the year? I mean, with Brock coming back at quarterback, it's probably been pretty easy to kind of give him the plays and show other kids, you know, where they need to go, what they need to do, kind of how to get open and stuff like that, especially defensive-wise. You know, with Carson coming back as a safety, you also have, you know, the two linebackers in Tate and Kent. So has the install been kind of easy on both sides of the ball for you guys so far throughout this early portion of the season?
You know, the nucleus is there, but, you know, there's always some growing pains. You know, getting some other younger guys and new faces in there, maybe guys that had varsity experience. So, you know, it started out slow a little bit, but it's been quickly picking up. You know, as some of the younger kids understand how, you know, putting that time in, putting that study, you know, watching film, communicating. So it started out a little bit slow during camp, but it's been picking up nicely, and I'm happy with where we're at.
Any new wrinkles we could see from this Kemper team tonight against Bishop Elin?
No, hope just to see good hard-nosed football, and I'm excited to see our kids out there playing.
Ryan, I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up tonight.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for having me.
That was Kemper head football coach Ryan Steinkamp here on your pregame show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. We'll step away, take a break. Doug Winiger joins me for the broadcast here coming up against Bishop Elin in a little bit.